This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jackie Lydon. We're just 3 days away now from primaries in Texas and Ohio and, by the way, Rhode Island and Vermont. In economically troubled Ohio, Democrats Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama have been trying to outdo each other in their opposition to NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement. You might remember their debate in Cleveland on Tuesday night.
I have put forth a very specific plan about what I would do. And it does include telling Canada and Mexico that we will opt out unless we renegotiate the core labor and environmental standards, not side agreements, but core agreements.
I will make sure that we renegotiate in the same way that Senator Clinton talked about. I think we should use the hammer of a potential opt-out as leverage to ensure that we actually get labor and environmental standards that are enforced.
NPR Scott Horsley has been following this story, and he joins me now. Scott, there's been some question about how sincere these candidates are in their opposition to NAFTA.
That's right, Jackie. After all, of course, it was Hillary Clinton's husband, Bill Clinton, who signed NAFTA. And then this week, there was a report on Canadian television that said that an Obama campaign person had contacted the Canadian government to say, in effect, it's just words. Pay no attention to what he's saying in Ohio. That's just politics. He doesn't really mean it. Now, both the Canadian embassy in Washington and the Obama campaign have denied that, but Canadian television is sticking to its story. There's been a lot of attention paid to a conversation between Obama's economic advisor, Austin Goolsbee, who is a professor at the University of Chicago, and the Canadian consul in Chicago. The two have acknowledged conversations, although they won't say what it is that they've talked about. I think what we can say is that neither Barack Obama nor Hillary Clinton is perhaps as much of a protectionist as their rhetoric in Ohio would have suggested. In his book, The Audacity of Hope, for example, Barack Obama writes about the need to provide safety net for American workers, but he also talks very optimistically about the prospects for American workers in a free trade environment.
Now, we just heard both of them in the debate talk about renegotiating. What would be the consequence of something like that?
Well, of course, it would depend on what you changed. Most economists do see NAFTA as a net benefit for the U.S., but, of course, it's true that those benefits are not shared equally with people in all parts of the country. President Bush has warned that changing NAFTA might hurt farmers and businesses in the U.S. that export to Canada and Mexico. Mexico's ambassador has warned about throwing a monkey wrench into North America's competitive business with the rest of the world. Canada's trade minister even warned that it could affect the flow of Canadian-Mexican oil.
What about the Republicans in NAFTA, Scott? You've been following John McCain's campaign, and he's been pretty consistent.
Senator McCain has acknowledged that the U.S. needs to do more to retrain displaced workers, but unlike the Democrats, he is not attacking trade deals like NAFTA.
I believe in free trade, and I believe that anyone who studies history understands that every time this country or other nations in the world have practiced protectionism, they paid a very, very heavy price for it.
Senator McCain, in fact, spoke up in support of another free trade agreement this week, one with Colombia. That's something that both Senators Obama and Clinton have opposed.
NPR Scott Horsley, thanks very much.
My pleasure, Jackie.